Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So, as we continue with our election coverage, we cannot forget about Philadelphia District Attorney. Obviously, it's a big deal. It's a big race. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. And Pat Dugan wants to be the next District Attorney of Philadelphia. He joins us now right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Pat, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Rich, I'm doing great. Hey, it's Monday, and the Birds won yesterday, so things are good today.
It's damn right. Things are good. Things are good. You reached out to me over the weekend, and you said if you get elected district attorney, among other things, you want to reopen a case that is a very famous case in Pennsylvania, Ellen Greenberg. I know you want to do a lot of things, but you specifically mentioned that one, and you sent that to me over the weekend. So let's talk about that case. Tell us about it.
So what I want to make clear is that I want to review the entire record. I've certainly had some discussions with a seasoned homicide prosecutor and a detective who had an early eyeball on this case. And they have said to me, Judge, this is something you need to look at. You need to review it. So what I am saying, if I win, to me, this case has given the city of Philadelphia a black eye just based off of what's out there in the public domain. But as the new DA, I will have a team of homicide prosecutors and detectives and myself sit down and review this from top to bottom. We will look at the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office file. We will look at the Attorney General's file from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and we will look at Chester County's file. Obviously, that includes the autopsies, also the transcripts and records from any court proceedings, including motions. We will take again, top-to-bottom review of this. There are some obvious mistakes that, you know, occurred in the beginning. I want to interview those people who were involved in the beginning, look at their statements. I want to go back and review every single statement that was taken at the location of Ellen's death. I want, again, to go top to bottom and review it all. And then, because I think that's the district attorney's job, is to then make the decision to do a thorough review, which unfortunately Mr. Krasner's office doesn't. And I know when I was on a show the other day with Sandy reminded me that Krasner was actually their attorney in the beginning of this case. And they have a lot of concerns about the ethics of Mr. Krasner because he's refused to turn over that file, the file that he had to represent the family. Now, we can get into all kinds of conversations about the legality of whose file is it when you're talking about the work product of an attorney. There are some exceptions, but the vast majority of the times, most of that file should be turned over to your client. And with Larry Krasner and his ethical lapses, whether it's a campaign finance where he's getting fined $4,000, $10,000, where a court's fining him $120,000 for ethical lapses, or judges from the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, from the federal level, from the Court of Common Pleas and Municipal Court, calling Larry Krasner and his office liars. I'm concerned about his ethics with that file that he still has. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that need to be looked at in this matter.
Can you give us kind of the basics of the case and what happened, Judge Pat Dugan, for those that don't know?
Yeah, so Ellen Greenberg, during a snowstorm, and I believe in 2011, was found dead in her apartment by her boyfriend. She had a knife sticking out of her chest. She had over 20 stab wounds on her body, some of them very superficial. Some people say she had defense wounds. Other people say she didn't. It was ruled a suicide on site pretty quickly within the first few hours of detectives arriving on the scene. They pretty much said it was a suicide, and it was later ruled a homicide, and then it was switched back to a suicide. It was referred due to a conflict away from the district attorney's office because Krasner was representing the Greenberg family in her death. And then he was elected the district attorney of Philadelphia. So he thought there was something there when it was ruled a suicide and then homicide. So he saw something there, but then he had to recuse himself because he's now the elected district attorney. It went to the attorney general's office for 2 years. It sat there. And then at the time, the attorney general, Josh Shapiro, said that there was a conflict now. He sent it over to the Chester County's DA's office. The Chester County DA's office, and it was the wording was quite interesting, that they do not have enough to convict somebody beyond a reasonable doubt. So they were not recommending that the case be reopened. So there's a lot of questions. Again, I believe it's a black eye to the city of Philadelphia that we need to go back and review this case and make a thoughtful determination on what we can do. The biggest thing for me is I had a couple people who had eyeballs on it and said, Judge, yes, you need to take a hard look at this. And that's what I plan on doing.
In addition to that, Judge Dugan, I know there was a big bust in Philadelphia over the weekend with the FBI. We actually have some audio of that, and I wanted to get your opinion on this, because if you do get elected as the district attorney, and you know, let's all pray to God you do, you'd have a lot to say on this. So this is cut number four. The FBI and the Philadelphia police raided multiple homes in the city's Kensington neighborhood. Let's take a listen to a little bit of this, cut four.
We are removing an entire coordinated section of gang violence permanently off the streets. And that's how you deliver a victory for the people of Philadelphia, the people of Pennsylvania, the people of America.
This case involves 33 defendants. It's a massive drug trafficking conspiracy spanning nearly a decade, involving tremendous volumes of fentanyl and narcotics. And it takes place at the epicenter of the opioid crisis here in the Kensington neighborhood of Philadelphia. This indictment by defendant is the largest federal indictment this century brought by our district. And like a precision missile, it has been targeted for maximum impact where it needed to go, as I said, at the heart of the opioid scourge here in Kensington. As of this morning, 29 defendants are in custody, thanks to a successful operation by the FBI and our other law enforcement partners. throughout the course of the coordinated takedown, as well as the investigation overall, we've been able to recover dozens of firearms off the street, including assault rifles, seize substantial volumes of fentanyl and narcotics at locations associated with the defendant. This case takes place at the crossroads of drugs and violence, and we are all here with a loud and unmistakable message that we are reclaiming these neighborhoods for the people who live and work here. We are taking back what the defendants are alleged to have stolen from the community, which is peace, prosperity, law, and order. As the director's presence here today indicates, this case is special. It's one of those few cases which, if successful, will eliminate an entire criminal outfit. It will clean and cleanse a whole neighborhood and will virtually eradicate a violent drug trafficking organization root and stem.
Let me just jump in here. I mean, I'm glad the FBI got involved here. But why, you notice how the district attorney, it was not part of this. So I guess the question then becomes, it's great the feds are getting involved. Why did it have to come to this point?
So that's my question. It's bravo. I'm glad it finally happened. But for the last 8 years, Krasner has ignored Kensington. Mm-hmm. He ignored the neighborhood that myself as a child and my family would go shopping. It's the neighborhood where my wife was born. My wife is from Kensington. So bravo that now somebody's finally paying attention to that neighborhood. And if Mr. Krasner would actually do his job, then our police would have done this bust years ago. Commissioner Bethel, I don't know if you're going to play a quote from him, but Commissioner Bethel basically said that this is fantastic, and it's great that I know that this case is going to an attorney who knows what to do with them. If that's not a shot at our DA, I don't know what is. I am so glad that somebody is paying attention to that neighborhood, because we have ignored it because of Larry Krasner's failure and desire not to prosecute crime in Kensington. He gave up on it because he prefers anarchy than going after violent drug dealers.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's the only way to say it. I mean, it's exactly right. So, yeah, we're glad they're getting involved, which is amazing that it's all come to this point now. Let's also not forget that it was Governor Josh Shapiro, a Democrat, who signed a bill passed by the legislature which took away Krasner's ability to prosecute crimes related to SEPTA.
You know, yeah. They passed a bill and made a special prosecutor to take away his power. He took the power away himself. He stopped prosecuting crime on SEPTA against people riding the trains, riding the trolley cars, and those who assault bus drivers. Now, the Transportation Workers Union sought me out in the springtime and said, "Judge, we want to back you." And I said, "Well, thank you. What's the reason?" Krasner stopped prosecuting people who beat up our bus drivers. And he, besides didn't prosecute them, did not communicate with the victims. So, yes, it's a no-brainer. But I can't believe that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania had appointed a special prosecutor. Damn it, SEPTA is in the jurisdiction of the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office. Do your job, Larry. In fact, it's the same thing with our first responders. The EMTs and firefighters, when they get assaulted, Krasner, same thing as the bus drivers, refuse to prosecute those who assault them. So they called me up too and said, "Hey, Judge, we want you. We want you to be the DA." So it just is crazy that he's not doing his job. He's the fox in the hen house, and he could care less about victims or the safety of our neighborhoods.
Judge Pat Dugan's with us. He's running for district attorney in Philadelphia. Any updates on the heinous crime that was committed last week in Philadelphia and the guy that was released by Krasner's office for abduction and strangulation and was back on the streets and then is now a suspect in the murder of a beautiful young woman, and there may be other victims as well?
Well, you know, the only update that I can have on this is that I'm really tired of this line that I've heard. It was the front page of the Inquirer. It was mentioned on Inside Story this Sunday about that this case is just one of the things that fall through the cracks. Mm-hmm. Well, there was another victim by the name of Gladys Coriano. And during the impeachment process, her son testified that they called that case falling through the cracks as well. And he said it very well. It's not falling through the cracks. It's going through the trapdoor that Larry Krasner's policies has made. And we are getting these victims time and time again. Ms. Kata Scott is the exact reason why I resigned as a judge in December. Right. I didn't know about Kata Scott because obviously it happened way after. But I want to stop all these victims from being murdered by repeat offenders. If we get those criminal, violent people the first time, they can't get additional victims. And we won't have more Kata Scotts or Gladys Sirianni. But we'll continue to have them if we continue to fail our IQ test in Philadelphia and keep electing Larry Krasner, the anarchist.
Well, Judge, listen, we wish you best of luck. We'll talk again, I'm sure. And where can people go to reach you and help you out?
Yeah, so we have a website, judgedugan4da.com. Folks, get off your butts and vote. Stop complaining. Get your family and friends out to vote. The only way we're going to make our city safer is to say goodbye to Larry Krasner, send him back to San Francisco.
Thanks, Judge. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We will be at the Grand Hotel of Cape May this Friday, and I want to remind you, rooms are 50% off Friday night and 50% off Saturday night. No minimum stay required. All you got to do is just come and you can stay over. Now, if you're looking to do something really fun this fall and winter, the Grand Hotel of Cape May has you covered. Just go to grandhotelcapemay.com and join us Friday night for our live show, which is going to be 3 to 7 p.m. at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. All right. A lot of other stuff going on nationally and internationally as well, in addition to all this. So, the clutching of pearls by the media over the east wing of the White House and the fact that the president is adding a ballroom has now reached the point of just comic absurdity. There's just no way around it. They're adding a ballroom to the White House. A ballroom. Let's think about this now. Nobody was talking about the east wing of the White House. They made a show called The West Wing years ago. They never made a show called The East Wing. And when they added the West Wing to the White House, hell, when they added the East Wing to the White House, nobody cared. When they added the Truman Balcony, when they were added the portico, nobody cared. The only reason they care now is that it's Trump. It's Trump. So there's even questions now whether or not it should be demolished. Now, I said that. I said if Democrats were really brave, what they would do is they would go in there and say, tear down this ballroom. But I don't think they're going to do that. In fact, they're going to use it. There's even one idea to rename it after Barack Obama. Let's start there, shall we, with cut number six. Ruben Gallego, senator, was on Meet the Press with Kristen Welker. And even though there is so much going on in the world, even though the government is shut down, this becomes obviously the main thing to talk about now. Now, will he be brave enough to say, tear down this ballroom? Cut six.
From some Republicans, former Republican Congressman Joe Walsh said this. I'm going to read you part of it. Quote, I will repeat this every single day for the next 3 years. Any Democrat running for president in 2028 must pledge to immediately tear down, bulldoze, demolish Trump's ballroom and fully restore the East Wing. Is that overstated or would you agree with that, that any Democrat who becomes the next president, if and when that were to happen, they should tear down whatever changes Trump makes?
No, I think to really mess with him, just name it the Barack Obama ballroom, and I think that'll take care of half the problem.
So but, don't tear it down. Don't
more importantly, this is a distraction. First of all, he should not have done that. It's the people's house. Number two, where is the president? He's focusing on the ballroom. He's focused on everything, but he's not focused on what's happening right now. Inflation's still high. People can't buy what they need to buy. Energy's still high. We have tariff wars that are being caused because he feels icky and feels bad about someone talking bad about him in a commercial. And inflation's about to double for 24 million Americans, and that's what he cares about. This is Marie Antoinette talking about let them eat cake while Americans are struggling right now. So what I would like for him to do is to focus on this to make sure that we can actually get costs down. People can actually make, you know, a good standard of living right now and be able to pay what they need to survive. Instead of him focusing on all these little projects, which aren't really bringing anything to help any of the Americans.
Let's talk about.
So he won't tear it down. No, of course not. None of them will. They'll all use it is what they'll do. They'll use it and they'll love it. And they can't wait to try to get their hands on it. There's lots of them running, as you can imagine, for president. Gavin Newsom, if he can make it past the trauma of having to eat Wonder Bread. Cut number five, MSNBC's Mara Gay, distraught. She writes for the New York Times. She goes on Morning Joe, and she's distraught over President Trump demolishing the East Wing of the White House, something that nobody ever really seemed to care about, and building a ballroom that will be used by presidents and Americans for, hopefully we're still around here for hundreds of years to come, but cut number five.
The thing that's so disturbing about this, Joe, is when you talk to people who aren't journalists, don't work in politics, on both sides of the aisle, Americans just cannot understand how the president has been able to do this. They are watching daily the destruction, or they were, of the East Wing, and no one is stopping him. And I think it does get back to, yes, Congress is feckless. Yes, the Supreme Court has been feckless. But we have heard presidents, both Republican and Democrat, and others defend for decades now the importance of institutions. And when it comes down to it, everyday Americans say, in my own life, I'm not seeing these institutions working for me. Prices are still up. I can't afford a house. You know, I see billionaires gaining access in both parties. And now those institutions have failed to stop Donald Trump from destroying the people's house. And it is a metaphor, as Peggy Noonan and many others have said, because he slashes and burns, and it's shoot first, you know, deal with the consequences if there will be any later. And this is how he's operated the entire presidency, through tariffs, you know, through stopping U.S. citizens on the street with a masked police force. It's he's daring someone to stop him, and no one has. And we watched the destruction of the people's house day in and day out, and nobody came to do a thing about it because our institutions cannot keep up.
The destruction of the people's house, you see. The destruction of the people's house. We're not done. David Ignatius goes on Morning Joe, MSNBC. How upset people are by the destruction of the East Wing of the White House. Are they, though? I mean, honestly, are they really that upset? I think they're, in the end, going to be happy to get a ballroom. But like I said, if you really are that upset by it, you should just say tear down this ballroom. But, you know, again, that's me. That's what I would say. Not only will I never use it, I will tear it down. Tear down. Anyway, cut seven. Cut seven.
So, Joe, this is the presidency as wrecking ball. I think that's one reason that destruction of the East Wing has really upset people in a way that even Trump's most outrageous other actions haven't. Peggy Noonan is a very balanced, sensible person, but she was anguished by what she was seeing. And I think it comes down to the sense that we all have. We've been to the White House or certainly seen photographs of it, and we think of it as the people's house. It was built deliberately to be understated. It's not a palace like Victorian rulers have had. It's the people's house. And Donald Trump has turned it into his own personal property, or at least he behaves that way. You know, in the middle of the night, the bulldozers come in and begin tearing down this historic building. If the Washington Post hadn't run a photograph taken from across the street in the Treasury building, we might not have known for 24 hours that it was even happening. It was stealthy in the middle of the night. And I think that makes people angry. And as you say, how could it be that members of the Congress, that's supposed to be the co-guarantor of our freedoms and our orderly system of government, haven't said a peep? I mean, it's deeply troubling. There are lots of reasons why we need a ballroom, some place to have more guests. You've been to events at the White House that were held in tents, and you could make a good argument that we do need some space, but not done this way, not done in secret, in contrary to the way it was described. Trump seems to have learned nothing from this, but I do think lots of other people watching this have learned a lot, and it's going to continue to bother them.
Well, I mean, this is, it doesn't get darker than this. America, it does not get darker than this. Understand. True, he even concedes that we need a ballroom. I mean, yeah, we need a ballroom, but, you know. Where the hell are you going to put it, out of curiosity? The White House campus is only so big, and would you be okay with them just taking up land that's on the south lawn of the White House? Not that that's big enough, but would you be okay with that? I doubt it. So you're conceding you need a ballroom. There's nowhere else to put it. You're saying the ballroom needs to be at the White House. You're conceding that. There's literally nowhere else to put it. The problem is it's Donald Trump, and it's going to be the Trump ballroom. The people's house, which, by the way, the people just can't go to. I mean, if anything, get angry about that. You know, like in the old days, you could just walk in. Now you need an appointment. You got to have your ID. If you're not on the list, you can't get in. I mean, we can talk about it being the people's house all we want, but the reality is the people can't just walk in there. If you want to be upset about anything, maybe it's that. Or maybe it's the fact that, you know, half the time Pennsylvania Avenue's closed and you can't walk by it. I don't know. But I mean, adding a new freaking ballroom is, like, honestly, the least of people's worries. It's a ballroom. The only thing I'm upset about is that maybe someday I'd have to learn ballroom dancing if I were ever invited to go. But one person who wants to still be president and would love to use it is Kamala Harris. The question is, could she win? Let's cue up cut number 12, please. Here's Kamala Harris telling a BBC interviewer she may run for president again. Let me just say, please, God, please run. You could use the ballroom if you win. Now, you're not going to win, and she knows that she's not going to win. But nevertheless, she could use the ballroom, because I don't think she'd be tearing it down. Although she says anything she has to say to get elected, so maybe she will say she'll tear it down. Who knows? Cut 12.
Stories of your baby nieces, Amara and Leela. When are they going to see a woman in charge in the White House?
In their lifetime, for sure.
Could it be you? Possibly. Have you made a decision yet?
No, I have not.
But you say in your book, I'm not done.
That is correct. I am not done. I have lived my entire career a life of service. And it's in my bones. And there are many ways to serve. I have not decided yet what I will do in the future beyond what I am doing right now.
But you've been very clear that it's a possibility you might run again to become president. And in my experience interviewing politicians, when someone says, I'm not done, it means they are thinking seriously about running. But when you look at the bookies' odds, they put you, as an outsider, even behind Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I mean, is that underestimating you?
I think there are all kinds of polls that will tell you a variety of things. I've never listened to polls. If I listened to polls, I would have not run for my first office or my second office. And I certainly wouldn't be sitting here in this interview.
That's funny. I say let her finish and let her run again. That's what I say. And I think we can all agree on that. That would be great for America if she were to run again. Because it would be freaking hilarious and the Republicans would, you know, destroy her. But other than that, I mean, other than that. All right, as we continue along the show here today, we got still a lot to go. And Jack Ciccarelli is going to be in Mount Laurel tonight, Burlington County, New Jersey, if you are around. We'd love for you to see us 7 o'clock tonight. And don't forget, Friday, we are live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm hoping you come out. I hope you see us. I hope you join us. These live shows are always a blast. And trust me when I tell you, the Halloween Spectacular is going to be amazing. But let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, because my great friends at Emmons would love to help you with your home. Weather's been a little chilly lately. Even had some frost advisories. We got a nor'easter potentially on the way. How is that roof doing at your home? Well, if your roof needs any work, have my friends at Emmons come and take a look at it. You will get the best in the business, Owens Corning Shingle. Now, Emmons is platinum certified by Owens Corning. That means you get a lifetime warranty on your roof. You will have the finest craftsmanship from great people. My buddy Matt Kelly, and this is not even the best part. The best part is you get 10% off. Roofing, siding, windows, Anderson windows, doors, so much more. But Emmons even has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. And last night, Bridget and I sat down and we settled on the fixtures and the features for the bathroom remodel that we're doing for the kids' bathroom. Krista, who's a design expert who's helping us from Emmons Roofing and Siding, she came up with some great ideas. So we picked out the kind of vanity we want. She gave us lots of options. And soon, the demolition of the existing, hideous, ugly, outdated kids' bathroom will begin. I can't wait to keep you updated throughout the process. How do I know they're going to do a great job? Because they remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in my old house and did a fantastic job. And I know they'll do a great job for us in this house. So please, come use them. Just reach out to them. Go to emmonsroofing.com. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. They will never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, that Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business, that's what you'll get with that lifetime warranty. So trust the team at Emmons like I've trusted for over 10 years in two different homes. The old home we had where they did the roof, siding, remodeled the kitchen, and remodeled the bathroom. And now in our new house where they're about to remodel the kids' bathroom. Trust the team at Emmons. Get 10% off when you tell them I sent you. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Great song! Great song! Obviously, as we all know, because, Meatloaf was fantastic. All right, Matt DeSantis, are you coming Friday to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey?
To be determined, but it's looking unlikely.
Really? You're saying there's a chance?
Well, there are moving parts behind the scenes, but it seems unlikely, though.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll miss you.
Well, I'll still be, like, a part of the show. I just won't be there in person.
Probably not going to miss you that much, to be honest. For being totally honest. You know?
I'll be connected. I'll be there in spirit.
You'll be there in spirit with us?
Yeah. My motivation for being there, connected remotely is... If I weren't there at all, you would have a wonderful day. I just can't have that.
Well, Linda Kearns is probably listening right now, so I'm just going to say that be nice to Matt DeSantis. We cannot officially begin until you are in person.
I'll be back in November.
Okay. Maybe one of us will be here by then. I don't know. what did you make of Gavin Newsom and his struggles? Aren't you surprised he survived?
It's not easy having parents that are multimillionaires. I'm glad that Gavin Newsom, turned out okay. It sounds like he had a pretty rough childhood growing up as a child of multimillionaires.
Multimillionaires who made their money in oil, I believe, too.
Yeah.
So, ironically enough.
I'm just grateful that he was able to find some white bread to eat because it sounds like things got pretty tough there for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy surviving on Wonder Bread and mac and cheese and,
no.
When you're the parents of multimillionaires. That's tough. That's tough.
Also, what kid doesn't like macaroni and cheese? He's making it sound as though this was some type of, like, horror. Kids love macaroni and cheese. They love macaroni and cheese. They love French fries, chicken fingers. It sounds like Newsom was living the dream.
Also, they love Wonder Bread. I've never heard a kid say, I don't like Wonder Bread. I mean, it's not bread, but, you know.
Yeah, but they're not asking for, a grilled cheese on wheat bread or something.
No, they're not like, oh, does this bread have quinoa in it? They don't freaking care. They're kids.
Is it gluten-free?
Yeah. Is this 7-grain? I need 7-grain. Although there probably are kids like that in today's day and age who run around saying that stuff. But my mom says I can only have this if it has flaxseed. All right, here's Gavin Newsom. This is cut number 10, discussing his rough and tumble childhood on an NBA podcast, even though his dad was an attorney for the billionaire. You might have heard of this family, the Gettys. You may have heard of them. It's possible. I don't know. Apparently, they had something to do with oil and making a ton of cash. But his dad struggled as an attorney for them. You can imagine. They probably paid him $6-7 an hour. Cut 10.
But also, you know, it was also about paying the bills, man. And it was just like hustling. Mm-hmm. And so I was out there kind of raising myself, turning on the TV, started, you know, just getting obsessed, you know, sitting there with the Wonder Bread and 5 stacks of,
man,
you know,
like the White Stack Five story.
Come on. Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Man, I love, good, man, bro. Yeah. Are you talking about me?
Young YG.
YG, but man.
Every day in the backyard, just bouncing the basketball, throwing the ball against the wall until the ball is just like framed, man. And your arms
fall yourself.
That's it. Whole thing. So just and then, you know, then this student that was students in the back with his head down all of a sudden started throwing the baseball a little faster than everyone else and started, you know, make a few free throws because I was sitting there practicing 500 of them every damn night. And in high school, I look up in the stands, my dad's back up there.
Okay. So.
And it's like, man, and then he's bringing his friends and you're captain of the team and you're like, gee, you know, and it just saved me and it got me into college.
The trauma of all that. I mean, the trauma led to him opening up a winery and never having a real job in his entire life. So, yeah, he'll say anything, the political shapeshifter, anything. Like, I'm surprised he's not saying he wasn't, like, I was turning tricks in an alley in West Hollywood. Whatever he has to say, doesn't matter. He's such a phony. God, he's such a phony. Bill Maher pointed something out regarding the No Kings protest, and this would probably go with Gavin Newsom's white bread analogy. So this is cut 28. He was talking to Michael Steele, who at one point was a Republican. Now he's just a Trump-hating MSNBCer. And he made a point, and I'll tell you something. This matters to the New Jersey governor's race because there's an article today that I read, Mikey Sherrill underperforming with black men, underperforming with Latino voters. And the Democrats are very worried that she's not going to win with those constituencies. Well, I know Latinos are going to go Jack Cittarelli's way. I know a lot of black men are going to vote for Jack Cittarelli, too. And I know that because they're just looking at the same data from 2024. The reality is that most of the people who were at the No Kings protest were actually a bunch of queens. By that, I mean college-educated white women in their 40s. That is a group that Republicans are struggling with. College-educated, white liberal women, 40s and up. Granted, that is a constituency the Republican Party is having trouble with right now. Mainly because they all have Subarus and they drive around listening to NPR. But it's okay. We somehow are surviving without that demographic. Here's cut 28.
Basically, a valid point to make about the whole King thing. Here's a question that I saw, did not realize until it hit the news a lot, was that it was very white. What do you make of that? That the white, the guy in Baltimore, the paper there said we struggled to, our photographer, to find a picture of black people in this march. I'm okay with that. I didn't go, and I feel like, well, you talk.
Well, we had a meeting.
Let's just say it didn't go too well for white folks, that's all.
The truth is that the Democrat Party, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, the Democrat Party has become the party of the college-educated white liberal women. I mean, that's it. That's their party. That's who they are. They are the college-educated white liberal Subaru driving women. And I think once you understand that fact, once you understand that, you realize where their struggles come from. And, you know, guys like Brandon Johnson can scream about the term illegal alien all he wants, but the reality is this is cover for him spending millions of dollars on illegal aliens. Part of the reason why people are unhappy right now, black, white, brown, whatever, is the fact that our money is going towards people who, well, they were angry because first the borders were wide open. Now they're angry because the money's going to them. Literally, we have a government shutdown going on right now. This is cut number 16. So the Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson, and staying next to him, squad member Pramila Jayapal, a person working actively right now to keep the government shut down over the issue of funding for illegal immigrants. This is cut 16.
So it's come to our attention through our cauldron sources, Mr. Mayor, that you're supposed to have filed a report on spending on illegal aliens in Chicago with the White House by now. What's happening with that? What has happened with that?
We don't have a report.
We don't have illegal aliens.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's from some sort of sci-fi message that you wish you've had. Well, listen, the legal term for my people were slaves. You want me to use that term, too? So look, let's just get the language right. We're talking about undocumented individuals that are human beings. The last thing that I'm going to do is accept the type of racist, nasty language to describe human beings. And so as far as our spending on Chicagoans, I've put forth a $16.7 billion balanced budget that ensures that we're investing in education, transportation, housing, youth employment, environmental justice, as well as ensuring that we have safe communities. And we are going to challenge the ultra wealthy to pay their fair share. He's more than happy to look at that budget.
Let me just say something here. It is very important that people in Illinois and across the country understand the immigration system is a civil system. Undocumented presence in the United States is not a criminal offense. And so thank you for the clarification on language.
Wait, Matt, what's his approval rating right now, out of curiosity?
It's 6%, according to the Illinois Review. And the high polling numbers for him, like if you wanted something positive, they go as high as 26%. But the most recent one, he was at 6%, single digits. That's horrible. I didn't even know polls got that low.
I mean, that's just amazing. I didn't know they went. That's like a statistical error. It's almost, you know, saying it's tied with zero almost within the margin of error. He might actually be at 0%. It's very possible. Wow. Okay. All right. I mean, I don't even know what to say. So there you go. 855-839-1210. Tonight we'll be in Rowan for Jack Ciccarelli, and then we're coming back Friday to Cape May, Grand Hotel of Cape May. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. 6%. I can't even get over that. 6%. Wow. 6%. Well, here's Tubby Pritzker, the fat man, sitting down with Brett Baer. I wanted to play this. I really loved what Brett Baer did here with Tubby Pritzker when he sat down with him and he asked him the question, why does Chicago have the highest murder rate of all the big cities? And he sits down with the Tubster. I'm not going to fat shame him, but I'm just saying that they would have to remodel the bathroom to accommodate his fat ass, his tub. And anyway, this is cut number, let's go, cut 14. Brett Baer sitting down with the governor of Illinois, of which Chicago is part of that state. Take a listen.
Well, they're doing everything by the book. Why does Chicago have the highest murder rate of all the big cities?
Well, we are not in the top 30 in terms of our murder rate. Indeed,
well, our murder rate
it has been cut in half over the last 4 years, and every year it's gone down by double digits. And if you look at all of the violent crime over the last four years,
here's a map.
They've
most
all gone down.
U.S. cities, 17.47 per 100,000 population. Chicago is number one over Philadelphia, Houston, Dallas, San
Antonio, Phoenix, Los Angeles, New York, and San Diego.
What I'm explaining to you is you're talking about violent crime. Look, you can pull statistics up.
No, these are murders.
I'm explaining to you that our murder rate has been cut in half. And very importantly, Brett, and you got to hear this, very importantly, we've been doing the things that are necessary to bring crime down, right? We've invested in community violence interruption. We've invested in police.
Oh, that's adorable. That is adorable. I'm telling you, that is so cute. And you got to love the Tubster. I mean, he's just always so fun. Isn't he, Matt? He's always got something to say, the Tubby. And his royal rumpus, you know what I mean? Like, he's just always got something.
I'm concerned because he's already all over the place. Once we get closer to 2028, I don't know that we're going to be able to go a day without seeing Pritzker plastered on TV. And he's so annoying. Some clips of like AOC, she's so like weird at certain points. They're funny and like kind of enjoyable to play. Pritzker is just... he's just annoying. There's not too much redeemable about it. I guess unless you're into blackjack, he's a pretty good blackjack player. But other than that,
yes, and yeah. he won a lot of blackjack money, right?
Yeah, over $1 million.
Wow, man, you think how much that buys you at the buffet? Do you think he got a free buffet, like coupon or something like that? Do you think?
I wouldn't have. Look, I am not a business owner. If I was the owner of a buffet, he would be the last person I would want in my establishment, and I certainly wouldn't encourage him to come in with any free vouchers.
We have more of the Tubby Pritzker here from his interview with Brett Baer. Brett asked him a very simple question. Is there anything that you think President Trump has done right? I mean, it's a very simple question. Cut number 13. What's the best thing President Trump has done since being in office? Take a listen.
What's the best thing that President Trump has done since being in office?
Oh, that's a good question. I think, look, one thing I can say is that I asked President Biden and wrote a very public letter to deal with some of the problems at the border. We were seeing, you know, tens of thousands of people being sent by Governor Abbott to Chicago, and we weren't getting any help really from the federal government. Here's what I would say. Since President Trump has taken office, we don't have the problem that existed before with people coming across the border. What I would suggest, though, is there's one more thing he could have done. He took control of the Congress. He's got control of the judiciary. He's got control of the White House. He could
argue that the judiciary pushes back all the time, but go ahead.
The Supreme Court. Let's just say this. He could have proposed comprehensive immigration reform and gotten it passed. He could have done that. He hasn't done that. Why? Why does he want to send troops in? Why does he want to send ICE and CBP in? Why not get immigration reform in place that we can all rally around? Look, I like that we have borders. We need borders, right? You don't have a country if you don't have borders. But let's deal with immigration with an actual bill that Democrats and Republicans can rally around. We've seen it before. It's been done before, but it's been 40 years. Let's finally do it.
Oh, man. He's definitely running for president, by the way. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Right, Matt? I mean, he's definitely running.
Oh, for sure. I would bet, he's a gambling man. I'll gamble, too. I'd bet everything I have that he's running for president in 2028. And also, I love that he says nobody wants, like, open borders at the end of that clip. AOC was just screeching about open borders during that Zohran Mamdani rally 2 days ago.
Well, we have it for you. Why don't we play that? AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, yelling her head off for rallying for Zohran Mamdani. This is cut number 26. And this kind of reminds me of sort of the, well, it's, remember Anchorman at the end of that, after the fight, when he goes, that escalated quickly. But Michael Pelka likes the analogy of dogs and cats living together. So I'm not sure which one works better. But either way, I think they both fit. Cut 26.
This city was built by the Irish escaping famine, Italians fleeing fascism, Jews escaping Holocaust, Black Americans fleeing slavery and Jim Crow, Latinos seeking a better life, Native people standing for themselves,
God.
This country in a vision to build the freest, toughest, and greatest city on earth.
Man, I mean, that escalated quickly. There's a lot of yelling in that. There's a whole lot of yelling. I'm just saying. I'm just pointing that out, okay? I feel like I need to point that out.
Why was she jumping around? Why was that necessary?
Yeah, she's like a Mexican jumping bean. She's not Mexican, though. What is she? I should say Mexican jumping bean. How about a Yorktown Heights jumping bean? How about that?
I do think it's funny that this occurred after she told everyone in the crowd that they weren't the crazy ones, that we're the sane ones.
Yeah, we're the same. We have that clip, too. I played it earlier, but it's worth playing again. Cut 25. Same rally. Zoran. Zoran Ma'am Donnie rally. Cut 25.
But we must remember, in a time such as this, we are not the crazy ones, New York City.
No.
We are not the outlandish ones, New York City.
No.
They want us to think we are crazy. We are sane.
I'm not sure about that one. Can I take a rain check on that? I'm gonna have to consult with some people on whether or not you're all crazy. All right? I'm just saying. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, Vanaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Vanaria, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So Friday, we're in Cape May for our live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And, you know, Cape May is outstanding in the fall, a truly magical destination during the holidays as well. And the Grand Hotel, Cape May, New Jersey, has everything you need to make this season unforgettable. From now through December 18th, 2025, enjoy a fabulous midweek fall escape. When you book a multi-night stay, you're going to receive 10% off your room rate plus resort credits. Good at Hemingway's restaurant and the bar or the gift shop. If you're planning a weekend getaway, don't miss the Grand Escape Weekends, perfect for couples or friends looking to relax and reconnect. And it's never too early to plan your Thanksgiving or holiday break. The Grand Hotel is the perfect place for your ocean holiday. It's also the perfect place to host a wedding, baby shower, bridal shower. With four ballrooms, they have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. And if you do join us this weekend, remember, Friday night, 50% off room rates. Saturday night, 50% off room rates. A special they're running for us, and there's no minimum stay required. You can come Friday night, you can come Saturday. But I would highly suggest you join us on Friday for the live show. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. I'll see you Friday.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No
50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.